Section on between the first and second meetings.
If an initial meeting has resulted in a second meeting, we have every right to feel very pleased with ourselves. We've created a strong first impression, we've been able to understand the business's needs, and we have a solution for them. This is a great start. It's important, therefore, that we maintain the momentum post-meeting. And so, a strong recommendation for business developing on a budget is to make things very easy for yourself. Keeping the principle of making sure that your prospective client has got something to look forward to from you at all times, it's great to just perhaps spend some time in the car, maybe around the corner, maybe in the car park, and just record by phone, by dictation, by whatever method you find convenient, what the next actions are going to be in a simple letter, to send a thank you letter to that prospect and say, thank you very much for meeting with me. I was very interested to learn about this. I'm going to go away now and come up with this solution. I look forward to meeting with you again to present it. With modern technology being as it is, that can be emailed or sent to our office as we're driving home. And as we get back to the office, it can already be presented, prepared, and ready for our signature. Therefore, it can go out in the post that night and maintain that impression and perception that the business has of a firm that is very interested in working with them. Also, when we get back to the office, it's important that we debrief anybody who might be involved in this process. If we're having a team help us with the proposal document, we need to schedule time for that. If there are marketing people who need to record what has happened on this meeting, we need to have time for that. And I find the simplest way to do that is to simply have 15 more minutes in your diary scheduled for the meeting than you originally had, and use that 15 to simply bring your team together, make sure they've got it in their diaries, and give them the report on what has happened and what needs to happen next. When we've got that in place, the letter has gone out, everyone's doing what they need to do, and we've scheduled time in our diary to prepare the proposal document, we can now get on with returning the calls and emails that have come in whilst we've been out, because everything that needs to be dealt with on that prospect has now been dealt with, and we are in good control of winning this work.
Section on between the first and second meetings. Business development on a budget this week by ensuring that you allow time to report back to your team at the office on how the meeting went and what actions need to be carried out. Ensuring that a thank you letter containing the date and time of the next meeting and the agreed actions to take place in between times has been sent out that day. Ensuring that time is scheduled in the diary to write and rehearse the presenting of the proposal document. Sending out any appropriate social media connections to the prospective client. And calling to re-establish the enthusiasm for the second meeting within 24 hours of its scheduled time.